As Vice President Biden continues his visit to Ukraine, the tension continues in the eastern part of the country, where pro-Russian militants have taken over buildings and refused to give them up. The BBC's Natalia Antilava reports from Lugansk, one of the strongholds of the pro-Russian movement.
That's the Lugansk protest camp ahead of us, so we'll go and see what the mood is like. This feels like a proper tent city, a lot bigger than the one in Donetsk. We now have a guide, so we're going to be taken around. Простите, я ваше имя не... Олег. Олег. So this Олег, our guide, is going to take us around. He says we're well armed, and the armed forces are inside. И сдавать вы их не собираетесь? Of course we won't give up the weapons. Олег is just saying that he'll get at least 10 years in prison if he changes his mind now, because they've now been called separatists and terrorists. So I asked about the amnesty that the Ukrainian side has signed up to in Geneva. He just doesn't believe it. He says they're promises. Why should we trust them? So it really doesn't look like Geneva has had any effect on Lugansk, because Oleg is saying that they are preparing for the referendum, which will ask people here whether they want to have a greater autonomy or join Russia, and they're still planning to have it on May 11th. I was just eavesdropping on this lady's telephone conversation, and she says, well, it's not going to be any better in Russia for us, is it? We need a greater autonomy. We don't need to be part of Russia. So opinion, even here at this square, opinion is divided.
Do we look like terrorists to you? Have you watched Ukrainian TV? Have you seen what they say about us? We are the terrorists?
If we need to, we'll turn into them, because my homeland is right here. I used to think the whole Ukraine is my homeland, but I was wrong.
Russia knows. If we don't defend Ukraine here, they're going to get their own revolution in Moscow. That's why they will help us.
Как вы видите выход из этой ситуации? В чем? I'm asking, what's the solution to all of this? To this deadlock? I'm a Ukrainian, I'm a Russian, I'm a Slav, I'm not a European, my soul isn't European. Let us go home, he says. The really incredible thing is that everyone I've ever spoken to in Kiev thinks that everybody here is completely brainwashed. Everyone I'm speaking to here thinks everybody in Kiev is totally brainwashed.
That's the BBC's Natalia Antilava reporting from Ukraine.